Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
I'm with copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to Thursday.
Thursday, yes, you've got it right.
Losing track of the days.
I'm feeling great today.
Are you really?
Yeah, I woke up a bit late, to be honest.
Oh, well rested.
Megan and I were just chatting before. Mm. Every time there's a full moon, me personally don't get to sleep until really late.
Yeah.
And I have a really broken sleep. Meg had one too, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys
have... Every 20 minutes, 30 minutes, I was awake.
Do you have some sort of curtain or blind that blocks out the light? Or is it the light of the moon?
No, it's the energy of the moon. You can't block out full moon energy, Crevo.
No.
You should know that.
Can't you? maybe you need like a... some sort of weighted curtain or something with metal in it.
No, it's not the curtain, it's the energy.
The energy changes the water in your body.
Does it?
Yeah.
I think so. Call me Dr. Carl.
Can full moon energy pass through anything then?
Absolutely, of course it can.
Like a concrete bunker?
Yeah.
You could be sleeping in a panic room and it'd come through.
Wow, who knew?
I guess you're immune to it.
Maybe. Or just tired.
What are you doing down there? You keep playing with that blow-up doll that's in here.
Well, so what was happening, you know, the office chair I sit on, the wheel came dangerously close to running over her toe.
Oh, no.
Blow-up Brit's toe. And I thought, oh, that's so dangerous. Poor blow-up Brit could end up, like, needing a pedicure.
Can you pass her here?
Yeah.
I think it's time for blow-up Brit to go back in her box.
Yeah.
Oh, she's shirtless and everything. She's had a wild time.
Guys, don't put me in my box.
It's the equivalent of schoolies for Blow Up Brit. She's had a couple of weeks off. Elle in the newsroom, you look mortified.
No, I...
Hello.
Hi. Oh, she looks lovely.
She is. Don't throw me, Maddie.
See you, Blow Up Brit. See you on your next vacation.
People are getting offended by it now.
I don't know why. She's just a lovely Blow Up Brit.
Young bloke here the other day that works here on the lights, he goes, oh, it's making me feel a bit uncomfortable. I was like, okay, that's fair enough.
That's why we hit her down the back.
That's why we popped her behind the desk here.
Because originally when we left for the day, she was in Crevo's seat.
That's right.
We had headphones on. Keeping it warm. She was doing a thing.
When you're away, Meg, we usually bring her out. So.
Oh, there you go. So it's when I was off with COVID, she was the official co-host.
No, she was busy that day.
She was busy that week.
But in the future.
Busy that week.
That's what happens.
She's booked out.
Well, indeed.
Yeah. Hey, Lads versus Lasses is up next.
We have a $50 Ampol fuel card up for grabs. The Lads currently sitting on 11, the Lasses on 16. The Lads need to catch up. So if you want to play... 13, 10, and 9. We need a guy and a girl right now.
Yeah, the lines are open. Give us a ring. We'll do it after this man, Robbie Williams, rock DJ, a new FM. Beautiful day today, guys. Sunny.
Great.
And warm. 32, the top on the coast. Good morning. With the floor show, kicking with your torso. Boys getting high in the... Robbie Williams, rock DJ with the Novos. Maddie, Megan, Crevo. It's all thanks to Singo's. Hot one today. 32, the top on the coast. It's 19 degrees at Nobby's right now.
New FM and the Novos. Lads versus Lasses.
We're trying to get some more points on the board for the Lads. Currently on 11, the Lasses on 16. All you got to do is get the most amount of questions right to get a point on the board. $50 Ampol fuel card up for grabs today, which is pretty cool as well.
Very handy at this time of year. Let's meet our first contestant. It's Cinderella. She's a registered nurse and driving to work at the moment. And the nurses are doing it tough at the moment. She held down the fort during the strikes the other day. Good morning, Cinderella. How are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
Doing very well. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, a little bit nervous.
Oh, you Cinderella, got this, we love you.
Don't be nervous. The questions aren't that hard. Well, maybe they are. You'll find out. Depends on your skills and ability.
They were pretty hard yesterday.
See, I told you.
Oh, that's just Cinderella's opinion.
No, it's my opinion as well.
All right. Question number one for you. AMG is a tuning house for which famous car brand?
Oh,
So you see often the cars on the road, the AMG, blah, blah, blah.
Oh. No idea. Honda.
Good guess, not it. It's Mercedes. All right, number two. This one's multiple choice. Which of the following is not a real Dare iced coffee flavor? A, Dare caramel latte. B, Dare peanut butter flavor. Or C, Dare quadruple espresso.
A.
Oh, no, sorry, it's the quadruple espresso. That's a fake one. All right, number three. What is a Zeal Spin Series? Go down the shop and buy a Zeal Spin Series. Maybe to use on the weekend.
Fishing reel.
Oh, absolutely right. Well done.
Great job.
One on the board. Good job, Cinderella. Jeez. Hold on the line.
You pulled it out at the end there, Cinderella. Mm. Wow.
Zeal just sounds like what it sounds like.
Zeal. Yeah, exactly.
All right, taking on Cinderella today. He needs two correct answers to walk away with the win. His name is Matt from Nelson Bay. Works as a traffic controller, but today's his last day on the job, guys, and moving on to a new job at GrainCorp. Matty, good morning.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, going well, mate. Congratulations on the new gig. You had a gut full of traffic controlling?
Oh, just moving on, mate. Just time to move on, you know.
You must go through lots of sunscreen, yeah?
Yeah, lots of sunscreen.
Oh, you might save on that now. How good. All right, man, you need two answers correct to walk away with the fuel today. Question one is multiple choice. How long do lip fillers typically last? Is it A, 3 to 6 months, B, 6 to 12 months, or C, 12 to 18 months?
3 to 6.
Incorrect. 12 to 18. Surprising. Yeah. Why do people go back so often?
They just want top-ups.
That's why they have the big juicy duck lips. Question two. Which American rapper has her own fragrance called Pink Friday? I'll give you a hint. She's got an album of the same name.
Pink.
No, Nicki Minaj. Okay, this one is for a tiebreaker coin toss. If you don't get this, the lasses win. What is Charlotte Tilbury known for making? Charlotte Tilbury.
Clothes? I don't know.
Makeup and skincare. Sorry, Maddie. You got a new job, though, so...
Who's really winning?
That's right.
Good job to Cinderella.
Congratulations, Cinderella. You win.
Really was a fairy tale ending.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You were hoping Cinderella. She would win just to say that.
Absolutely. I didn't even do the lads' quest, you know.
I wanted to get through a whole segment there without a Disney joke. I'm sure Cinderella hears that every day of her life. I was going to do one at the end. Got both slippers on. Can I just say, Creeper, are you repeating these questions?
Why do you say that?
Well, because I've seen the AMG one a few times.
Look, I may have brought this up from last year. Maybe the year before, actually. 2020. I thought, you know what? No one will remember. But you did.
I love it. We're talking big butts.
Yeah, that's right. So I guess you'd call it an influencer, is trying to make herself more famous by claiming to have what she says is the world's biggest butt.
Well, big butts are out now.
Hey, but not for her. She thinks it's the way forward. And what she's doing is getting increasingly large butt implants in order to make herself even more famous. We've got to talk more about this because to get to that level... It's quite an achievement.
Yeah.
Biggest in the world?
That's a big call.
A real
very
big call.
Very big call.
All right, we'll find out more about this big butt influencer next at New FM 18 past 6.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
Gail on 105.3 New FM with Maddie, Megan, Crevo. It's all thanks to Singo's beautiful day. The valley hitting 35 degrees, 28 the top around the lake. It's 19 at Warner's Bay now.
None unless you got buns, hun.
29 years of age, the model Natasha Crown is her name, and she is aiming to have the world's biggest backside. But she said she's having some troubles, not with like sitting on seats and stuff.
You think the obvious thing?
Yeah,
you
know, flying on airlines and all that sort of stuff. Not an issue. The thing she's concerned of is her large butt is scaring off dates. She can't seem to get a date single for 7 years now.
But there are certain men who really appreciate it, like a big butt.
That's what I would have thought. I would have thought she'd have no trouble securing a date. Because, like you said, a certain group of people absolutely would froth that.
How big are we talking here?
Well, she's got the... It doesn't actually say, but there's a large... let me just show you a picture, right? Because it's all about the operations that she's had.
Wow. It doesn't look that big, to be honest.
No, it doesn't.
I wouldn't have thought so. I'm thinking that this is something to do with the largest due to operations, due to implants, if you will.
I've seen bigger butts.
Yourself?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure mine's bigger than that. I did it the natural that way, though, with, like, carbs and pasta and stuff.
No, she's definitely done it through only operations. Here's another picture that shows more of, I guess, the lack of proportion, if you will.
Oh, now, looks a bit off.
See, they go too far with this. I've seen these sorts of butt implants on the show Botch.
Oh, yeah.
They just look horrific. It looks like there's a big old nappy that's like underneath the skin. Yeah. That's what it looks like.
A lot of the doctors are refusing to do the BBLs now.
A lot of people are dying from the surgery because they're so invasive.
Yeah. So this
Why bother?
I'd describe it as like a football has been put under there, like a like an NRL football.
You know when people put something under their belly to look pregnant?
Yeah, like
it's
under
the
their
other
shirt.
Way. They've done it in the back of their pants.
Question, Crevo, as a man,
yes,
a red-blooded straight man that you are, do you look at that and go...
Ooh. No, I look at that and go, oh, what have you done
are
to
you
yourself?
Are you a butt man, though?
I mean, I don't mind a good butt, but I'm not like... It's not a number one priority for me. Like, some guys are, like, hyper-focused on that. And that's, like, you know, that's the only thing they're looking at. For me, that's not as important, if that makes sense.
Well, a lot of guys either prefer the boobs or the butt.
That's right.
So you're a boobs man, not a butt man. That's what you say.
Yeah, I don't like boobs as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you get some guys that just like it all.
Yeah. That's right.
Who are not picky whatsoever.
That's right. Don't care at all what those assets are.
No. You know what? You do you, babe, but it looks
Well, it's not working for her. She says it's scary for men. You have my personality and then you have my body. And everything on top of that. I know it's extreme, but 7 years is a long time between dates.
Blame the Kardashians for this.
Big butt energy.
I really do. BBE, big butt energy. Thank you, Meg.
It set up an expectation that a lot of women are unable to achieve.
That surgery would have been so expensive as well.
200 grand.
Yeah, thousands.
And that was in, like, that's pounds. So it's almost double. She's, I don't know.
Natasha King.
Crown.
Close.
Good luck to her.
You don't want to be known as the big butt lady, right?
I wouldn't have thought so. No. It's like that Ken doll.
She's going to get over it eventually, though, and get them taken out. You know this much. It's going to cost just as much to get it taken out. And this, poor
girl. Good luck to her. That's enough for me, I think. Done. Checking in with Ella in the newsroom next. New FM, good morning.
New FM.
The Novos. New FM.
New FM. The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up. Together, New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Yesterday after the show, Crevo, you disappeared because your big old white Hi-Ace van needed a little tinker, a little service.
Yeah, service.
You dropped it off and you picked up your fiancé's brand new car, Suzuki Jimny. A little beep beep. It's nice.
Yeah.
We were sussing it out in the car park after.
It's a tiny, tiny car.
It was a lot smaller than I anticipated.
So what car's yours again, mate?
I've got a Hyundai Elantra hatchback.
Much shorter than that. Much smaller than that.
Very small.
Yeah.
Do you like the colour of it, Meg?
It's not my favourite. Like, I'd have it in, like, a yellow or...
Ooh, no thanks.
A black would be beautiful.
So it's like that khaki green.
Army green.
Decided just because, you know, this is what I do.
Yeah.
Just, like, stir the pot with you sometimes. I go, oh, Crevo, Do you reckon I can have a little test drive of the jimmy? You were very quick to shut me down yesterday.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Doesn't have P-plate holders. That's what it was.
Sure. You're like the people here at work. Mm. They never let me drive the promo cars here. I'm 31 years old.
Yeah, but you're on your red P still.
Doesn't matter. I can still drive.
The insurance company disagrees.
You wouldn't even let me do a little lap around the car park here. I just wanted to feel
not
what
my
it's
car.
Like.
Not
yeah, but
my
it is.
Car.
You're if, in a relationship.
Yeah, but
it's
if,
half yours.
If you hit something, that would... Oh. I'd never hear the end of it. Let's face
See,
it.
See, Meg, very generous when I got my license and I didn't have my car. Meg's like, you can take my car whenever you want. Just come over. Here's the keys.
pushing
them on me. Take them.
With my old car, my van, no problems. I gave you a lot of lessons, driving lessons in that van.
Supervised.
So why don't you trust him in the new car if you trust him in your car?
Very different. If my car gets a ding, no dramas. I'll be happy getting insurance payout.
Got us chatting about borrowing people's car. Have you ever crashed somebody else's car? Has it happened to either of you? Hasn't happened to me yet because I've only been driving for under a year.
My friend wrote off a work car. The amount of drama that caused because he was new to the company as well. He just started working there. Oh, the keys here. You know, you can borrow this car. You're new here, but that's fine. And next minute, yeah, probably in the first, like, I think it was the first week he had it. He'd written
not
it off.
Not good.
Were they ever allowed to drive another work car after
they
that?
They were, or? But they were always, you know, on the known for that.
All right, well, we're opening up the lines right now. 131009 is our number. Have you crashed somebody else's car? Because it really is an event that you never forget.
No, we do have double passes up for grabs to Under the Southern Stars at Maitland Showground. Grab your tickets now from underthesouthernstars.com.au. This double pass worth over $300.
Great story. We'll give you the passes. Taking your calls after Jonas Blue. This is Rise at UFM with the Novos. 15 degrees in the Rise at UFM with Maddie, Megan, Crevo. Welcome to Thursday. 15 degrees in Maitland right now. Yeah, we're chatting, crashing other people's car. Have you borrowed your mate's car? Maybe it was your mum, your dad, a relative, a friend, just smashed it right up. I would let anybody drive my car, actually. I'm not that fussy about it.
What if you got a brand new car and some young guy at the radio station just got his red peas, said, hey, Maddie, I love the look of your new car. I know you've saved up for it for years. Can I have a drive? Yeah, please, come on.
Absolutely.
No
you
problems.
You totally would not.
How do you
He's
know
got
that?
Yes, I the young would. Guy's just started at the radio station.
All right, best story today wins themselves a double pass to Under the Southern Stars at Maitland Showground.
Yeah.
$300.
We're the judge of that.
Let's hear the stories and then we'll decide
we'll
who
pick.
All right, let's go to Kyle. Hello, how are you?
How you going, mate?
Doing good. Have you crashed someone else's car, Kyle?
No, it wasn't me. We took the car in for a service, and the mechanics, when they took it for a test drive, wrote it off.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
How did you react to that?
It was pretty dirty. It was only a couple months old.
Did you have to pay for the service as well?
No, mate, I didn't pay for anything.
So what happens in that situation? The mechanic writes your car off. Did you just go through, like, normal insurance and stuff?
Yeah, the dealership was great. They dealt with everything. They put it for the insurance and cleared it all off for us and that.
Did you get any, like, freebies from the mechanic, like, afterwards?
I didn't go back once the insurance paid it out. I went to a different place.
Oh, mate.
They should have given you at least a year's worth of free services. Come in, get your wheels aligned, check your oil, anything you want.
I wouldn't trust him with my car again. That's the problem.
I wasn't going back there.
No way. Thanks, Kyle.
That's a pretty good story. Thank you,
all
Kyle.
All right, you're in contention. You're in contention. Hold up next is Jenny. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are we?
I'm doing well. Now tell us, did somebody crash your car or you crash someone else's?
We crashed our mate's car.
Okay, what happened?
We were in Bendigo and our car was playing up. So our mate's like, well, we're going out. You can buy our car to go for dinner. And on the way, some guy was turning right, but one left first and took out the whole side of the car.
Aww.
And we had to take that all out because it wasn't insured and paid it off for a long time just to get it fixed.
How big was the loan?
20 grand.
Oh.
20 grand to fix the car?
Yeah.
Pretty big.
That's a lot of money. A lot of money.
The feeling that you get, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
When you crash somebody else's car.
Very. Oh.
And then finding out it wasn't insured.
Even worse. The worst. Hey, not a bad story.
Going to Rob. Hey, Rob.
Morning, guys.
Hey, mate. Have you crashed somebody else's car? What happened?
Yeah, we were 6 or so weeks out of leaving the state, moving to Tassie.
Yep.
And driving in Marrickville and went up the back of an Audi.
Oh, no.
Yeah, rode off the car. Blessing in disguise because the Golf wasn't going to carry all of our stuff across the Spirit.
So you rode off your car and you were pretty stoked about it.
Yeah. No, partner.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God, yeah. That's so interesting. Yeah. So was it a brand-new Audi or, like, an older model?
They had recently been in an accident themselves,
yeah.
So I think it was new to them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was able to pull away from the scene, which was good. We exchanged details and no cops had to get involved.
Oh, that's all right then.
Always good.
Yeah. Were they
always
quite good. Angry when they got out of the car, or were they pretty chill?
He composed himself, but I think he was a bit angry because his partner was injured in their accident recently.
Oh, okay. So a bit of trauma there.
Two cars involved. All right, yeah, not a bad story. Yeah, yeah.
Last one.
Anne.
Hey.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Anne. Tell us about your crashing somebody else's car story, please.
Okay, I just got my keys this many years ago, and I asked my dad, could I borrow the Kingswood?
Ooh, we're going back there. So what model do you think it was? Like 70s?
Oh, station wagon. It was a long tank. Kingswood. It was no power steering, nothing like that. It was just a monster of a car. So I decided to go for Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yes.
And as I've gone around the bend, I've taken it too wide, haven't I? And I've smashed the car up going into Kentucky Fried Chicken. But instead of reversing, I decided to keep going forward. So I took out the whole side of the car, the door, the damage that I did. And then I got stuck on the the curb going around the bend as well.
Oh, no.
Jeez. Oh, man. You wrecked the side of the car.
Kingswoods are like tanks, right?
Yeah, they're huge.
Look, four stories there.
Can I put my vote in for Kyle? That's a bit much. The mechanic wrecking your car.
I'm going to say it's a toss-up between Kyle and Rob.
I agree with that.
Should we do a coin toss?
Let's do it.
The only fair way.
Yeah, let's do it.
Have you got a coin there, Krebo?
Yeah, I do.
All right, here we go. Boys, are you there? Kyle, Rob?
Yeah.
All right, heads or tails, Kyle, we'll give it to you, mate, and you win the tickets.
Tails.
All right, so tails, you win.
Here we go.
It's tails.
Hey, well done, Kyle.
Congratulations,
man. Why don't you take Rob, Kyle? We go together, make some new friends.
Well, you know what, he got something out of the mechanic crash in his car.
That's right.
So he got himself some tickets to Under the Southern Stars. Well done.
Good job, man. Appreciate it.
Couple of car crashes off to watch this show together. Whose car are they taking?
Someone else's, maybe? Who knows?
Get an Uber, boys. Get an Uber.
Hey, question, guys. James Corden, how do we feel? No?
No.
Not a fan, not a fan.
He is so annoying, isn't he?
Yeah, well, there is a change.org petition going around to get to stop him from going in a new feature film. 100,000 signatures already.
Now, that's a petition I can get behind.
I'll send you a link.
See a lot of petitions.
Yeah, I'll get into the details of this petition next.
Okay, we'll do it next. New FM, 10 to 7. Good morning.
5-3, New FM. The Novos.
It is stunning outside today. Sunshine all day. 32 the top on the coast. 27 out at Nelson Bay. It's 19 at Novi's right now, man. The Novos.
Well, fingers crossed, James Corden has ruined his last film adaptation of a Broadway musical because a lot of people are not happy. So he's done Cats, he's done Into the Woods, and they've flopped. They haven't been great. And Wicked, the musical, is apparently getting a film adaptation. A lot of people have said, James Corden, you are not to be a part of this under any circumstances.
I think I have some audio here of James Corden singing here in the movie Cats.
Yeah. Skin and bones. In fact, I'm remarkably fat.
I don't hold pubs. I have 8 or 9 clubs. The only...
It's just terrible.
It's not good. So go figure. The creator, Andrew Lloyd Webber, said after he watched the film adaptation of Cats, he said... He had to buy a dog to deal with how off the scale all wrong he found it to be.
It's terrible, that movie. I've only seen bits of it, and that's all I needed to see. The only thing I'm thinking here, and run with me on this one, guys. I know it's a bit of an out-of-the-box idea.
Yeah.
But by getting him in Wicked, which, let's face it, it's going to be a bit of a flop of a film anyway, you keep him out of other movies. So yeah, it stops him being in other things because he's busy remembering his lines for that.
He was in Ocean's 8, I think, the female Ocean's 11 franchise film thing. I thought that movie was great, but he kind of just took it down.
That's what I mean. If you get him off Wicked, he'll be looking for a new project.
That's true.
Who knows what he'll ruin next with his magical powers.
So far, 108,095 people have signed the petition that keep James Corden out of Wicked the movie.
Please do. I mean, I know people love musicals.
Mm.
I just have never liked them.
Neither have I.
So annoying.
Musicals made...
No.
As soon as it's made into a movie, it's awful. That's my rule in life. Musical at the theatre, that's all right.
Yeah. Do you know what's ruined musicals? Movies, you're right.
Yeah.
It kills them. Wicked's the worst, though.
Never seen it. Never saw any of it.
All the musical theatre kids out there are loving this at the moment.
They're like, I can't believe they're playing this on UFM.
Well, maybe sign the petition to keep James Corden out of the film.
Yeah.
Please.
I'm behind it and I'll never watch the movie.
Can you imagine him in this? I can just hear it now.
The green face.
It would sound the exact same as everything else that he does. He doesn't have a range.
There's a lot.
At all.
There's just so many causes out there. So many. The environment. But get behind this. If you do one thing for the world today.
This is right. Glee. She can sing Glee.
Ellen in the newsroom is very happy right now. Are you into Wicked?
This is like the only song that I know. I used to work at a live theatre.
Oh, there you go.
How many times have you seen this being performed badly? Several?
I
hundreds?
Count. Literally hundreds. Gotta love a bit of amateur theatre.
Oh, Meg. Mm. Thank you for sharing that
with us.
You're welcome. Please share the link.
Yeah, we'll check it on our Insta story, the Novos _.
I know that's very negative, but...
Nah, get behind a good cause. That's what I always say. So important.
Checking in with Elle in the newsroom next. Hang on. I say I hate it, but, you know.
Secretly, you love it.
Smile on your face otherwise.
It tells a different story.
It's the gay man inside me. It's like trying to get it out of my mouth right now. 7:02. News time next.
105.3 New FM.
This is the Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
You know what?
No, not.
You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
So last week in my apartment complex, we had a bit of an issue. So one of the pipes in the underground car park, not sure if it was like a sewer pipe or like a rainwater pipe, that burst. And the entire like car park flooded.
Oh my God.
It was
How deep?
Not very.
Right.
Like maybe a centimetre, if that. But the smell was just...
Might have been, like, even grey water.
Maybe. It was disgusting. Like, Hunter Water had to show up and fix it all. Anyway, they all came down with the industrial cleaners and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, that all got fixed. It was great. And then, earlier this week, I picked Maddie up to go for a drink.
Mm.
And he comes down to the car park, and the smell of the actual industrial cleaner that they used, you've jumped out of my car and you've gone, Oh, that's amazing. You couldn't get enough of it.
Do you know when you're at school, like, let's go back many years.
Okay.
Remember when a kid would vomit on the floor and they'd put that like lemon stuff over the top of it?
Yeah, yeah.
I loved the smell of that.
Really?
Same sort of vibes with this.
This kind of smelled like bubble
gum. Bubble gum,
or
yeah.
Something, very similar to what they use in car washes, I think.
Oh, yeah, how they put like a little spray of it, yeah, instead of the little tree kind of thing.
It kind of smelled like that, but you were like fully like, this is, yeah, you were...
Keep me down there. I love a good smell.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's a bit...
good.
A bit. I just hang out in your garage,
yeah, hang out in my garage. Is that what you were doing there last night? Hit the buzzer to go in. You're already in there. I'm like, how did you get in there?
I've been sniffing all night.
Want to know on 13109, what smell can't you get enough of? I've got one in particular. My mum used to wear a certain perfume when I was a kid, and she only wore it when she was going out. It was CK1. I love that perfume now, just because it reminds me...
To this day.
It just reminds me of mum.
Yeah.
Really weird. Creebo, have you got one?
Yeah, for me, it's a place that makes a great croissant. Like, just the smell of a freshly baked croissant.
Yeah.
Oh, unreal.
Meg, have you ever smelt a freshly baked croissant?
Yeah, because I used to work in a cafe that was next to Baker's Delight.
There you go.
So first thing in the morning, I get it.
It's just 100%. Wafting through the ego. Oh, that smells amazing.
What
are
you
amazing.
Saying yesterday? You love the smell of petrol?
I really do like the smell of
petrol. I think a lot of people do.
I think it's common,
I love
yeah.
a visit to the servo.
It's a bit weird. What smell can't you get enough of? 13109, we do have double passes up for grabs to Under the Southern Stars. Grab your tickets now from underthesouthernstars.com.au.
Very good. Let's do it after Ed Sheeran. The lines are open. This is Shivers, a new FM. Welcome to Thursday. Hot one today. 35 the top in the valley, guys. Good morning. Ed Sheeran Shivers at New FM with Maddie, Megan, Crevo. It's all thanks to Singo's Butcheries. 13:10:09 this morning. What smell gets you going this morning? Yeah, you got that yummy, yummy, yummy.
Randomest smells that you just can't get enough of. Maddie, you were enthralled by the cleaner they used in my garage.
To clean up random sewage that leaked all over the garage.
Crevo's got a thing for freshly baked croissants. I love my mum's perfume that she used to wear when I was a kid. But we want to know what your smell is that you can't get enough of. 13:10:09.
Yeah. Everybody that calls the show today goes into the draw to win two tickets to Under the Southern Stars at Maitland Showground Friday, 11th of March. Abby, what smell gets you going?
It's like the bubblegum air freshener.
Ooh, I can get around that.
Now, are we talking the guy? I know there's a cheap one you can get from like Kmart, and they've got like the Jelly Belly ones. Which one are you talking about?
The Jelly Belly. Yes. Like the Jelly Belly.
I love those.
Do you have one in your car all the time?
Yeah.
See, I used to wear the Hello Kitty body spray that was bubblegum scented as well.
I used to wear that when I was younger.
No, I used to wear it in my 20s. So you're into the bubblegum. I like that.
Yeah.
I like a sweet scent.
Yeah.
I don't know why it is when you get older, it's frowned upon.
Yeah, it's like, what are you, a kid?
Like, that's 40, what people... if you want to spray some bubblegum scent on yourself,
you should be able to.
Do it.
You
yeah.
do you. Thanks, right. Abby.
Thanks,
Abby. Let's go to Shane. Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. What smell can't you get enough of, Shane?
Okay, it's a perfume. My ex-girlfriend about 10 years ago would have been... it's called Sunflowers.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and every time, well, obviously not with it now, but walking through a shopping centre or whatnot, I can smell that smell and I can say to that lady, I'll just walk past and say Sunflowers, and I just love the smell of it.
Have you That's not creepy at all.
Have you picked
Shane.
Up from that, Shane?
I beg your pardon?
Have you picked up a chick doing that?
Yes.
You have?
Oh, no way.
Really?
Yeah.
So you go up, you go, hey, darling.
Sit Coles.
Just in the soft drink aisle. Sunflower. That's the code word we're looking for. Wow.
So here's a bit of info for you. If you really do love this perfume, you can get it from your discount pharmacy for $9.99.
I know, yeah.
Hey,
Shane's got a whole stash of it.
Back to my girlfriend now, back in the time now, I didn't. That's what she wore, and it just it's just that
stuck with you.
I get that. I absolutely get it.
You're really talking sunflower up here, Shane. Can you explain to us the scent? What does it smell like?
The flower itself, sunflower, but I couldn't describe it. Maybe it just reminds me so much of her. She was a beautiful lady.
No,
yeah. Smells like sex for Shane.
Yeah. Sounds like she was an absolute hottie.
All right, bit of honey, yes.
Bit of honey to it, okay.
I get that, though. I absolutely do.
You know, you watch those movies, Shane. I don't know. Or there's an episode of The Simpsons. Remember Ned Flanders got a new missus and he cut the hair in the shape of his dead wife? And you're just spraying the sunflower spray on the women that come over.
Well, he only dates girls that have the scent.
I love it.
It's all good.
Thanks, Shane. Last one. Let's go to Lynn. Hey, Lynn.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good. What smell gets you going, Lynn?
Puppy breath.
What? Puppy breath?
Yep.
See, if you just see a dog, like a puppy in the street, you just grab it and like sniff its mouth?
Absolutely. Could possibly. Very likely.
So, do you have a dog, Lynn?
I do.
What's its name?
Charlie.
Charlie, come on.
No,
on the lap.
No, how?
Let mummy open
he's
your mouth.
A year old.
He's a year old. No good.
Has to be a puppy. Like what age cutoff are we talking here?
Their breath probably changes about 3 months.
Okay.
So are you getting a new dog every 3 months?
I'd like to if I had enough money.
What do you do for a job, Lynn?
Work in health.
Have you thought about working at a pet shop?
No, I'd have to kill too many people for not treating their animals right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
I'm all for that. I'm literally wearing an Oscar's Law shirt this morning.
What does it smell like?
Just puppy breath. It's just...
It's a unique scent. Have you thought about bottling it?
No, I haven't.
Maybe we need to get around that.
You know?
Yeah, I'd spray it in my car and in my house.
Lynn, I can honestly say, hand on my heart, never heard anything like this before.
You get a puppy and you smell its breath. It is just, oh, my God.
I think you're in contention for these tickets.
Thanks, Lynn. Absolutely.
Wow.
Puppy's broad breath. Range there.
Yeah. I mean, I really like the sunflower story. I liked that.
We'll decide at the end of the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Great stories. Thank you.
Creamer.
What's the gossip next?
It sure is. We're going to hear about this letter that Britney Spears has received from Congress, which is fascinating and surprising. And then Justin Bieber, you guys are fans, right? He doesn't usually do deals with many companies, especially not recently. He's done a deal with a donut company.
Good collab.
You reckon?
Yep.
We're going to talk more about it yet. Right. And up next.
722 at New FM. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I got to testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah, producer Jackson away, so I'm stepping up. I really enjoy doing the goss. You might see me and think that's not a guy that likes that sort of thing, but I'm interested in it. And we start with Justin Bieber because he doesn't normally partner up with many companies. It's rare for him to do a collaboration, right?
Well, he always releases his own lines of things.
Yeah.
Like the Crocs and the clothes, et cetera.
But this is a little different. So he's teaming up with this Canadian coffee chain, which I would describe, it's called Tim Hortons. It's sort of like a cross between Gloria Jeans and Donut King.
Okay.
Right. So very fair. Look, I've tried it. It's fairly average coffee. And then the cakes and stuff are fine.
Isn't coffee over in America just really average anyway?
Yes, absolutely. A lot of it's like filter coffee, which is just not very good. And then, so this is in Canada though, this Tim Hortons thing. They're only in Canada pretty much. Now, what the video they've released to try and promote it, it's a little bit weird because basically they have like a marketing manager in a room room with Justin Bieber and she's fangirling out as he tries to think up fake donut flavors. Have a listen.
Justin, we know you've always loved Tim's.
Obsessed.
Which is why we're so excited to partner with you to create brand new Timbit flavors.
Let's go. Brainstorming. Could you imagine if we did a birthday cake waffle Timbit?
Yes. I can't even read my writing. It's so good.
I mean, I would eat that.
Now, the reason I say this is because what's so obviously happening here is they've given him a list of flavors for him to create in this ad. All fake, I'm telling you now.
But just cashing the check.
Exactly, but it's absolutely working. So, during the pandemic, this company lost 11% on sales.
Oh.
They brought Justin Bieber in. They're back up 10%. So, he's almost completely recovered every loss from during the pandemic.
That's
the guy can
crazy.
Sell stuff, right? Right? Amazing.
See, that is very smart on his part. Like you were saying earlier, it doesn't team up with many brands.
No.
If he does, it's more impactful.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Like, if he was on every food ad and everything else, yeah, he'd be like, just for babes again. But when he really endorses something, you believe it.
And
you can't help it.
It's not even like an international brand either. It's just like a local Canadian one.
Yeah, but it's totally working for him. Let's do a story on Britney now. Yeah, now she's just released a letter on Instagram that she received from the US Congress. Now, this is a huge deal because they don't just send out letters to any, you know, any person on any random situation. This whole conservatorship thing, we talked about it for months on end there at one point. It affected us because we were thinking about her whole situation. But I would have never thought that US politicians would be so invested in this story.
Well, it was a one-of-a-kind court case, so they've obviously had their eye on it. The letter is massive.
Yeah, it's not just a one-liner. This thing is like a full page. Obviously, she put the whole thing on her Instagram, so if you're wanting to, you know, get into the details, you can. But here's a couple of bits where she highlighted that there, and this is the text from the letter, there were concerning issues that are commonplace in the guardianship and conservatorship process, and commended her for her inspiring fight. Now, the reason that this is so poignant and important is that this indicates there's a lot of people under these conservatorships in America. And she's just a famous person that's calling it out.
Yeah.
Like calling out the BS that's happening.
Well, I know there's a country singer in the US at the moment going through the exact same thing Britney did. And he's trying to get the traction she did to try and get him out of it as well.
What this indicates is that people are often exploited for their cash by using this legal loophole in American law. It's crazy.
I hear Britney was invited to Congress to talk about it. So this is going to be massive for those people and that case that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it seems it'll happen because she said that I was immediately flattered and I'm at the healing stage now and she's going to look at doing it, talking there.
Guys, Brit's back, fam.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Back.
Definitely.
Checking in with Elle in the newsroom next at New FM 7:35. Good morning.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
Lenovo's.
Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Primo.
To wake you up. Together, New FM. Lenovo's. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Up next on the show, I am playing mediator between Meg and Crevo. Meg has something to tell you, Crevo. She's not happy with something you've been doing and she wants it to change.
Oh, you've got a
gripe.
A gripe. A grudge.
How long have you been here now,
Meg? 8 months.
Something 8 months. You're getting
nice.
There.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're feeling a bit more comfortable and, you know.
Yeah. Call me out on my behaviour.
Yeah. We've done the squeaky shoes and you fixed that.
Yeah,
so,
I did.
Yeah.
It's up for time for the next one.
You're going to be really annoyed at this.
Am I?
But I reckon you're going to win this argument, Meg.
Really?
Find out what it is next. What a hook. Anne Marie, Niall Horan everywhere right now. These two have such great chemistry together, don't they? They are
very
hot.
Cute.
Have they slept together?
Probably. Let's face it.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Love this. Fresh from them. It's called Everywhere at New FM. Warm one today. 35 the top in the valley. It's 19 at Nobby's now. Niall Horan everywhere at New FM with Maddie, Megan, Crevo, 7:46. We've got an intervention radio classic now. Now, Meg has been whinging and whining for the past week, and I thought, you know what, we'll just put it on the air and we'll talk about it.
Okay.
So, Crevo, you've just gone out to get a coffee.
Yeah, he said, go out. There's something.
Yeah, just do it. You've got time.
Meg is sitting in your spot.
Mm.
Now, I want to describe the desk we're sitting at. So, it's kind of like a really wide U-shape, right?
Yeah.
And we're in a very cramped spot. Well, I'm not, but you two are. So, on the other side of the desk, there's, like, the opposite side to me, which is about, like, maybe a metre and a half wide where Crevo
sits.
About
a metre.
Now, the third mic is squeezed between the wall and the microphone with about maybe under a metre's room there.
It's about 60 to 70 centimetres, something like that.
Meg's been sitting. Mm. Now, for years, Crevo sat in the shitty chair.
That's right, in the tiny alleyway.
Because, you know, someone else was in the other chair. And when our former colleague Jade left, Crevo thought, now's my time.
Take the good
seat. To take the slightly better seat.
And answer the phones and do all that stuff.
Yeah. Now, Meg, I've noticed you sitting in his chair a lot this week when he leaves the room.
Now, there is a reason behind this. You guys have really comfy chairs.
Yeah.
I did have a really comfy chair and someone from our sister station stole it.
Why haven't we just stolen that back, by the way?
Because they're always in there. They don't leave.
They're so forgetful. They won't notice.
Just distract them with something shiny.
Let's be fair. The chair you're sitting on right now, admit it, it's not comfortable.
No, it's a terrible chair.
And the thing is, normally after the show, you go into the production studio and do some stuff.
Yeah.
I normally sit on the edge of the table and it was getting annoying. So I came around here because there's a lot more room.
Mm.
And I've got a taste for it now.
Crevo, you're sitting there in your old spot.
Yeah.
How does this feel?
Oh, look, to be honest, it's fine. It's okay.
You suffered for a long time sitting there, though.
I did. Years. About 2 years, probably, yeah.
Explain what it feels like to work in that tiny space. Like, you can't really swing your chair around or move too much. You're kind of, like, frozen like a mannequin for the whole show.
Yeah, in a tiny gap. And
you're a tall man.
Yeah,
like, you need your space.
Like, my knee's banging on the table on one side.
What we're trying to say is Meg wants to kick you out of your new seat back to your old seat.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I guess we have to, like...
Can we flip a coin?
No. Work it out somehow.
I don't think you deserve it yet,
Meg. Oh, really? Oh, what was this intervention for, then? I thought you were going to get
the discussion happening, right?
Look, I think I've seen Crevo suffer there for a long time.
Okay.
Like, a long time.
It would be heartbreaking for him to be back in that position, move back to the alleyway.
You should have seen the excitement and glee on his face the moment he sat in that new chair.
It was like a puppy being given a treat, a liver treat for the first time.
It's like that caller earlier smelling puppy breath for the first time, just full of glee. Now,
or that guy smelling the sunflower perfume.
You are a nice guy, Crevo.
Yeah.
And you are, like, a chivalrous gentleman.
That's true.
Here's a lady looking for some help.
For a space.
Some change.
You know what? Go and buy Swap and Sell and get me another chair and we'll call it even.
Oh, I'll sort your chair problem.
Oh, there you go.
Out.
Look, if you sort the chair problem out.
I didn't realise how uncomfortable this chair is until I now sit in it. You know, what do you say? You know, sit for a mile in your seat.
This is classic fence sitter Crevo. He wants to say no.
I can't do it to him,
though.
He said he was so happy when he got this spot. I can't take it away from you.
I am really happy in that
spot.
Yeah,
you know what? I'll switch back. I'll take my headphones and go back to the...
Meg, stand up, please. Crevo, stand up.
Yeah.
Switch, please. Now it's your turn, Meg.
Hello, darkness, my old friend!
There you go. The world is good again. I'm used to looking at you now where you sit currently. Yeah. Well, there you go, guys. That's a no, Meg. Sorry, I couldn't help you.
You didn't even try, really. You were on his side the entire time.
I was an impartial mediator. Thank you.
Oh my God, it's comfortable to be back. We need to fix your chair like now.
Yeah.
That's a terrible chair.
Yeah. Smash for Cash is up next. $1,000 up for grabs, Crevo.
That's right. It's your chance to win the money.
I went to pick up the phone and it was yours.
Everything's changed. Everything's swapped. Of course, we've given away clues so far. A 4 in total. You might find it in Grandma's pantry. doesn't use a power cord. You put ingredients in it, and it's food related.
Ooh, big okay. Clues, here it clues. Is. Here it is. Don't forget as well, tomorrow is Clue Day.
Mm.
If you haven't heard, I think this clue is going to give it away tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Mm. Big, big clue.
But look at the phones lining up. Yeah, let's do it. We'll play in minutes at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos. When you wake up.
And collectors, Holy Grail at New FM with the Novos. Maddie, Megan, Crevo, let's give you some free money now.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times. Yeah, everyone's talking about Big Clue Friday that's going to be happening tomorrow. The clue, we haven't even seen it yet. It's embargoed at the moment. And we're going to find out what it is tomorrow. And apparently that is going to change the game forever.
I'm pretty sure he said game changer, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Tomorrow what we're going to do is we'll give the clue and both Smash for Cash spots will take like maybe four each. Four calls each.
Mm.
Let's give it away tomorrow. Yeah. But even better to give it away today.
Right
yeah,
now.
Here's
exactly.
The sound. Take a listen.
Hopefully, we are giving it to Cheryl from Maitland. Her 14-year-old daughter going for her first vax today. She's terrified of needles, but has the half day off school, so managed to convince her to get it well done. Oh. Wants to take the kids to the theme parks in Queensland if she wins the money. Good morning, Cheryl.
Morning, guys.
Hey.
Can I just say I'm very proud of your daughter.
Oh, so am I.
Well done.
If we go through with it, let's get through it first.
I believe you guys. You got this.
There's nothing like a half day of school to convince a child to do something you want them to do.
That's
love
very
it.
True.
One of the greatest currencies of all time.
Yes. Say off.
Forget Bitcoin. This is heaps better.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, Cheryl, we want to give you this money. What do you think we've smashed?
I think it's a cookie press.
Oh, cookie press.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You want to put the cookie dough in and push the cookies through to get the shape.
Yep.
No.
No. Oh. So, that was really clever, though, Cheryl.
Great guess.
Yep.
Oh, thanks.
And Cheryl did take the time to pore over the website, checking her guess wasn't there.
NewFM.com.au. Yeah. Cheryl, I'm sorry. Good luck with the vaccine today, okay? Thanks, doll. Back before 9 o'clock with $1,000. All of the incorrect guesses, newfm.com.au. News time next, New FM.
The Novos now.
Newcastle's 105.3, New FM. The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
I'm with copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
Let's go. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on now.
Okay, would you like to win a $50 Singo's Butcheries voucher? Singo's Butcheries, they have the prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. This is how you could win it, by playing Would I Lie to You? Up next. This time, it's Maddie versus Meg. One of them has a real item in their hand. The other is lying to you. You just need to figure out who has the real item. 13-10-09, if you think yourself a bit of a human lie detector and can figure it out.
I love this game.
It's been a while.
Back. Yeah, back for the new year.
That's right.
I miss it too much. Beat the meat can take a rest.
That's right. This is a... Sometimes you got to take a rest from beating the meat. That's a lesson in life, right?
You can overbeat it.
Absolutely.
And I think we beat the meat too much.
That's right. So we're going to play Would I Lie to You next? Maddie versus Meg edition 13-10-09 if you'd like to be our contestant this morning.
All right, we'll do it after Pink, Just Like Fire, a new FM 10 past 8. Good morning. Well, let me tell you, a beautiful summer's day right across the Hunter today. 32 the top in the city, 28 around the lake, guys.
Gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to get its pants on.
And welcome to Would I Lie to You.
Yeah, that's right. A couple of players today, or contestants rather, it's Maddie versus Meg, and we're going to see who has a real item in here. That's the challenge for the contestant on the line. Let's meet Andy from Weston. Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Really well, thanks. Now, you know how the game works. You've got to figure out who is holding the real item in their hands and who is making up fibs?
Okay, I'm ready.
Do you consider yourself, like, pretty good at, you know, reading people usually, Andy?
It's a bit hard when they're not in front of me, but, yeah, I'll give it a go.
You can tell a lot from the voice.
You've got this, Andy. Let's do it. Okay, who would you like to hear from first, Meg or myself?
We'll do you.
Okay. So, Andy from Weston, what I have here is, it's actually a bit of memorabilia from a TV show. Do you watch MasterChef?
Occasionally.
Yeah, yeah. So, do you know at the end, in the finale, when they crown the winner each year, they've got, like, this really big, almost metal plate, like the MasterChef trophy, and they hold it up at the end. It's really big. It's probably about, like, 50 centimetres round. And it's got all of the winners' names right around, like, the rim of the plate here. It's silver. It's made of steel, I think. But what they're actually doing is Channel 10 are sending it around to different radio stations to do, like, a promo for the new season of MasterChef, which is coming this year. So I have that here.
Okay, so that
sounds like a regular serving tray. But
that is...
like.
We don't have serving trays
here.
We do.
We drink
look like a place that has
champagne
serving
in the fridge.
That is pitch number one. Now, Andy, do you have any questions for Maddie before we move on to Meg?
Sounds pretty, like a tall tale, so we'll move on to Meg.
No questions.
No questions.
Okay,
you are out.
Okay.
So, Andy, what I've got is like one of those little cheap face, like eye mask things that you get from the adult stores. It gets a bit bright in these studios. Sometimes I have to zone out after the show. Like, it's pink. It's satin on the back. It's got this, like, rim of silver. It's very fluffy. I don't know if you can pull the music down, Maddie, so we can actually hear this. I don't know if you can hear the fur, but it's got, like, the elastic strap as well. But that's what I have.
Okay. So, Andy, what Meg actually has is, like, a little face mask. But, like, it's a novelty one. It looks like an elephant, so it's got a big trunk coming out. It's sort of like some sort of elephant mask. Which I don't know where you got that from.
You would own it.
The big old
Andy.
Andy, you're saying Maddie's got a big old trunk.
Absolutely.
All right. So, now, do you have any questions for Meg? Would you like to interrogate Meg a little more?
Does it have a label on it? Like, you know, wash with care kind of label.
No, I think this is one of the really cheap ones where if you happen to not wash it with care, you can just go get another one very cheaply.
Hang on. Did you get it from a naughty store?
Oh, of course I did.
And it's a cheap one.
It's a cheap one.
Have you ever seen anything cheap in an adult shop, Andy? I haven't.
Exactly.
See, this one in particular, it's not designed for that purpose. You know how you get the cheapy ones for the hen's nights?
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's not one of the fancy schmancy ones.
You can't. That doesn't even exist.
Yes,
you can't
does.
Buy a cheap, fluffy hen's night
yes,
mask.
You
I've
can.
Never heard of that.
Well, you
it's
haven't
big,
been into the adult stores that I've been into.
It's a grey elephant mask. I guess
okay.
you could use that.
Well,
in
it's
that
up to Andy to
well.
Decide.
All right. Now you two. Let's go to Andy. We need a decision. Who is holding the real item? Is it Maddie with the touring MasterChef trophy, or is it Meg with the pink, fluffy hen's night mask? Who has the real item this morning, Andy?
I think it's Meg.
For $50 worth of meat from Singo's
Butcheries.
It's
all
Butcheries.
On the line for you, Andy. Yeah, you're
You're
right.
a winner! Yay. Congratulations!
Thank you.
Well done. Andy, the human lie detector. You've scored
Smashed
yourself
it.
The big pile of meat there. Well done.
So what do you actually have there, Maddie?
I have a big silver serving plate.
Oh, really?
It does look Funny a bit it looks a bit like the MasterChef trophy.
It looks a bit like it, but there's no names engraved on it like you said.
And as if they would lend that to us. I feel like I feel like that's a priceless piece of memorabilia that's held in a safe.
I enjoy Andy. Thanks
well
for
done.
Playing. We'll bring this back next week.
Yes.
Up next though, Meg.
Love it or loathe it. So I've got to get Ooh. Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on today's topics. You know yesterday was National Tim Tam Day. Very important day
that.
On the Australian calendar.
We're not big on the days.
I know, but something got announced.
Oh,
I want to run by you to get your thoughts on it.
Okay, details in minutes. 19 past 8. Good morning. This is Lil Nas X. That's what I want. A new FM with Maddie, Meg and Crevo. Beautiful day today. 28 the top around the lake. It's 21 at Warner's Bay. I don't care.
New FM. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Yeah, getting Maddie and Krivo's thoughts on today's topics. Yesterday was National Tim Tam Day.
Mm.
You guys celebrate? Did you celebrate?
No, of course not.
Of course not.
Don't do those sort of days normally.
Didn't smash a pack of Tim Tams, Tim Tam Slam in your coffee?
No.
No?
I only do Tim Tam Slam with whiskey.
That'd be interesting, actually.
What?
Yeah, you get a nice, like a nice bourbon or a scotch. Cut the ends off.
You got to bite the ends off.
Cut it off.
You don't cut them.
No, because
it's a waste of Tim Tam.
No, you cut it off because you get a much longer straw then.
Well, that sounds absolutely disgusting.
It's amazing.
That's not how you drink whiskey.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Well, Tim Tam have released something else that I want to get your thoughts on. All right, on the count of three, Tim Tam perfume.
Oh. 3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Loathe it.
I think it'll be quite good.
Are you going to rock some Tim Tam scented perfume, Krivo?
If they give it to me for free, I will. Absolutely.
But are you into all of these novelty ones? I know we've got a VB cologne out there.
Oh, no, that's no good. Because VB, to me, all I can think of that is that sweaty man from that ad in the early 2000s.
Well, you sucked up Harley Breen's backside when he came on here promoting it. This is a great idea.
Yeah, of course, because he was right there in front of me, and I thought, you know, when you've got a guest, don't be rude to them. But I would never buy it with my own hard-earned money.
Okay. I don't know why this just popped in my mind.
Yeah.
But if The Biggest Loser was still on, how cruel would it be if the trainers started wearing the Tim Tam perfume on the show around the contestants?
That's a bit much. Well, it's limited edition anyway, so you're not going to be able to get it for long.
Michelle Bridges, get ready.
Dab some of this behind your ear.
If there was a food, though, that you could turn into a perfume, what would you choose?
Mm. Well, I talked about how I love the smell of croissants earlier.
A croissant scented cologne. Would you rock a croissant cologne?
It's an interesting smell.
It'd just be butter.
Do you know
that's
what?
All it would be.
You're
would be
just
butter.
smothering yourself in butter.
Yeah.
Mine would be freshly brewed coffee.
Really?
Yeah. I love that smell.
It does smell great.
Yeah, when I worked in a coffee shop, I don't drink coffee. I hated it.
Well, I think you're in the minority not liking coffee, Meg.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just throwing that out there.
If there was like a Smirnoff ice flavored perfume, I'd probably go there.
Well, that sounds disgusting.
That sounds amazing. I think
you love an Alco Pop, don't
you?
Meg fiends a vodka Smirnoff like crush ice or whatever.
Are you ordering that
at a bar
Double
though?
Double black. Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
Fascinating.
Well, considering like a Smirnoff is like $10 and a cocktail's $20, I'm going for the Smirnoff.
They make me sick a little bit. I had a bad experience when I was younger.
I think a lot of people have.
I used to get the double blacks with the grenadine.
Oh, that's clever.
It's like a double black fire engine.
Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Speaking of which, though, I went out to Brisbane with my best mate, you know the fruit tingle cocktails that you make with lemonade? We just use Smirnoff Double Black instead. Drink responsibly if you're going to do this.
Definitely.
But we, instead of...
You could only... You would have only had like a quarter of one.
I had
if
one,
that, yeah.
if that. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's very responsible.
Well, that was an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
From Tim Tams to
cocktail-infused
love it.
This and that.
Hey, checking in with Elle in the newsroom next. It's 8:29 at New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos. New FM.
New FM. With great...
Have a look at that sun. If you can go to the beach today, enjoy. Of course, sucks it's a Thursday, hey?
Yeah.
Day like today, you want it to be a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Hey, guys, big news out of Channel 10 yesterday about NCIS. Now, I don't think we've ever spoken about this show on this show.
No.
But NCIS has been out for a long time, since 2003.
Wow.
So it's almost 20 years on the air. The most successful drama on the planet, still to this day. Very rare for that to happen.
I would say Law & Order SVU might be a bit
beats it, yeah.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, it does.
Yep. SVU is the longest running drama in history.
But it's not the most successful. Like, the way it's branched out, like you were saying before, it's got that one in the, is it Louisiana Swamp or something?
New Orleans.
New Orleans, that's right. They're always on a fan boat. Like, why are you on... I know there's a fan boat or two in New Orleans, but surely there's not that many.
Channel 10 and Paramount Plus have announced NCIS Sydney for 2023 are featuring local actors, local producers, which is great news for the local film industry here.
Oh,
because,
amazing.
Of course, with Neighbours getting the can, getting the boot, see you later... lots of jobs will open up with this one, so it's fantastic.
Dr. Carl on NCIS Sydney.
What job could he do?
The forensic guy.
Ducky. You know, Ducky, the guy that like examines the dead bodies.
That's
on the,
right. It'd be perfect
Dr. Carl.
For
Dr. Carl. Maybe they could cross it over.
There's always lots of background actors as well. So
it's getting ran by a guy called Shane Brennan, who created NCIS LA. He's actually an Aussie. So they're saying with this show, it's going to have the same production values as the American version.
Which are high. That's
and it's really also great. Going to stream internationally on Paramount Plus. So this is great. Whoever gets cast in this show, they haven't announced it yet. Massive.
Big exposure because in each market, you still have all the NCISs. Like, that's why we see all of them here.
Well, yeah. It's the first ever international spin-off for the show. So they've done it with SVU, actually. There was a Russian version.
Oh. Okay.
They did, like, a UK version of Law and Order, but it was completely different.
Was the Russian version just all, like, plutonium poisoning?
Duh.
it's not mysterious. Oh, has he died again from plutonium poisoning? Oh, yeah, he has. Yep.
Great. You know, they spend all of this money on tourism ads, like, to try and entice people over. But it's like, man, do this. Like, a TV show.
Oh, the
Sydney. Like, such a great advertisement for the city and the country, yeah?
The way it'll put us on the map is huge. Like, people will come to visit because of that show.
Hopefully they come up to Newcastle.
That'll be interesting.
Wow.
Come to smaller harbour city.
Sandgate. The Sandgate, what do you call it?
NCIS.
It'd be perfect here because there's a lot of industrial areas.
Sandgate.
So, yeah, around here there is, yeah.
We've got a swamp. Well, there's water involved.
We've got the swamp, like we could stick a fan boat on it. Perfect. I already said that. I can see it now, the drone footage coming in.
They'll ship them in from New Orleans.
Over the Sandgate swamp. There's a fan boat chase happening, of course.
Well, they might film here in Newey. Because apparently they're utilizing the whole state.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome.
Obviously, we have a lot of defense up here as well.
That's true. Yeah. That could be perfect for that.
There's a floating body in Newcastle Harbour.
Oh, it's a defense personnel yet again.
They stop into Queen's Wharf, the brewery, to have a beer.
And talk about the situation.
Just watch it there. Should we go and get it? The Aussie version will be so much more laid back.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, we'll get it in a sec.
Should we go rush over to that body? Yeah, a bit after, as long as we've had a schnitty for lunch.
The container ship's going over it now. She'll be right.
Thinking some of the cast from possibly Water Rats from the 90s might be in this.
Screw Water Rats.
Oh, Water Rats was amazing.
They will be putting their resumes in because there's a limited number of experienced, like, investigative police actors who have worked in Australia.
Who don't we want on this show? You're right. I can only imagine the acting managers around the country right now.
Dusting off old CVs.
I'm telling you now, that'd be worse than flies in the middle of summer on a campsite.
Well, I was going to say, bachelor contestants wanting to be the dead bodies in the water.
Hello, Channel 10. I represent Hugh Sheridan. He'd make a great lead in this show.
Do you think they'll have, like, a token American?
Rebecca Gibney, she's free now.
Delta Goodrum, perhaps.
Do you know who they should get on the show? Yeah. Kate Ritchie.
Yeah.
Sally.
Oh.
And, of course, Kate from Kate, Tim and Joel on this station.
Exactly.
She hasn't done an acting job in a long time, Kate.
Well, that's true.
Perfect.
Send a resume through.
I was listening to their show yesterday, and she goes, I don't need to audition these days, Dal. I think they were talking about NCIS. So, like, maybe she's in it already.
That's possible. What about DeRouge from yesterday?
Kate DeRouge, yeah.
We're
just saying names now, aren't we?
No, not really, but I think she'd be up for it.
Yeah.
Like, construction, I know she's enjoying it, but she'll probably get sick of it.
Let's revive some careers.
I'd play a dead body on the show.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Something to aspire to.
Yeah, we can sort that out, I reckon.
Hey, Smash for Cash is up next, worth $1,000 if you can name this sound.
Yeah, a couple of clues. You might find this in Grandma's pantry. It is food related. It doesn't have a power cord. And you can put ingredients in this. If you want to play Smash for Cash, we're doing it next. 13, 10, 09.
You're waking up with the Novos. They're good different. Thanks to Singos. Avoid the busy shopping centres. Do your weekly shop conveniently in one place. Beef, lamb, chicken, prawns, lobster tails, oysters and party foods from Singos, Broadmeadow and San Remo. The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times. The word on the street is we are dropping a game-changing clue for tomorrow for Smash for Cash. We've got 4 clues already. You might know them. You might find it in Grandma's pantry. It doesn't have a power cord. It's food-related, and you can put ingredients in this. But the clue, that's going to change it all tomorrow. What time are we going to drop the clue?
Let's do it 7:50, the first one. Yeah,
first
absolutely.
One tomorrow. But right now, we want to give away the money.
Yeah, it'd be better to give it away today.
Yes. All right,
let's go to Sam from East Maitland, playing for the $1,000. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing? What's on for today, Sam?
Oh, just running around, you know, after the kids left a mess in the house this morning.
Oh, you must be so happy they're back at school. How old are they?
Oh, I've got 1's 5 and 1's 12 and 1's 14.
Oh, nice one. Is a 5-year-old off to kindy for the first time this year?
Yes, she's in kindy this year.
Oh, how good. Congratulations. Yeah. Hey, let's give you some money. $1,000. Okay. What is it?
A garlic press.
A garlic press.
Well, now, you put garlic is an ingredient.
Let's have another listen. See, I'd be listening for the sound that the garlic.
That'd only be if there was garlic in there. If it was an empty garlic press, perhaps Sam would be bang on.
If we smash it that hard, that little rattle at the end.
True.
Could be the little screw in the middle.
The thing always falls out.
I've broken like 3 garlic presses in my
life. It's not a garlic press. I'm sorry, Sam. Oh,
sorry.
Thank you, though. Appreciate your guess.
And that means the big clue tomorrow.
It's happening.
Let's fight another day. That is us done for today, guys. Yeah. Big show tomorrow. Peking Duck is joining us live, which should be fun. Plus, don't forget that all-important clue. This could give you the money tomorrow.
I feel fantastic. Like tomorrow it's going off.
I think
somebody.
I think scaling me. Guys, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, manifest that crew.
Yeah, of course.
105 commercial free is up next with Tyler. What's on the way, my friend?